How's he different?
You've seen pecan trees, I imagine, with a hold all the way around them, a little hold. Uh-huh. That's a sapsucker here. Oh. He's getting insects that's in the bark of that tree, and they'll find a killer.
Kill a tree, you mean? Mm-hmm. Boy. What about an insect that hops around in dry grass?
Okay, I call them grasshoppers this time of year.
Okay.
And then we also have another kind, it's cricket.
They're at a different time of year?
Well, they're on in summertime, too. Oh. Well, crickets use a lot of fish feed. The grasshopper gets it good for fish feed.
Yeah, I remember my dad catching grasshoppers for fish bait.
Yeah, they're good fish bait. Crickets are, too.
Are crickets harder to catch?
Grasshoppers are harder to catch. Yeah. Oh. You can raise crickets without any trouble.
How?
Always keep some fresh cut grass or hay and some chipped up Irish potatoes or an apple or something like that in that grass for them to eat.
Huh.
They were raised by the thousands.
That's a good trick to know. Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes completely out of control? Say, for instance, you're driving.
That's running wild.
Running wild? Okay. Suppose there's been an explosion and the pieces just go all over. Do you have a name for what they do?
Well, if it's like the way I saw a jet one time, I would call it a heck of an explosion.
You saw a jet explode?
I wasn't looking at it when it hit the ground. But I saw it just a few minutes after it hit the ground. Right hit first. 18 feet in red clay.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Everybody killed?
Two was killed, wasn't it? Two with it. And one of them bailed out and he got hung up in a tree because it killed him. And the other one, they only found 16 pounds of him in the bottom of that hole and under that plane. It scattered parts of that plane over 4 acres, I rang up for more.
Goodness. Well, what do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might be? Hey, I think we were talking about spooks.
Somewhere along there.
Right. Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated old house that people say that evil spirits might live in?
That people might live in?
Well, some people think that they do.
Well, I just call them a rundown place, that's what I call them.
Uh-huh. Well, if children think that there are evil spirits in it, do they call it something?
No, that hardly ever if they think they're in there. But sometimes you can't scare one to save your life. They're going to go see for themselves.
Well, if they see for themselves and they think there are ghosts in it, do they
you don't have no trouble, huh?
Do they have a name for the house then?
Well, they say people call it haunted house. I never have been in one. I've been in one where we lived in one for 2 years. The front door wouldn't stay fastened. I don't care what you do.
Oh, I bet that was kind of spooky at night, wasn't it?
It wasn't to us.
Good.
And we moved in another one that they said was a haunted house, but we stayed there 4 years and we never did hear nothing or see anything unusual. So I never have believed in it.
Well, the people who do believe in them, what do they call the spirits that are supposed to?
They call them haunted. Mm-hmm. A haunt or whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Do you have a name for something like a black cat that's supposed to bring bad luck?
Well, I've always heard a black cat cross in front of you, you'd have bad luck, but I never have believed that.
Uh-huh. Well, say there's a black cat that runs across you from in front of you and you go under a ladder or things like that.
I'm not that superstitious.
Okay, well, is there anything that you call these things, like a jinx or a hoodoo or a voodoo?
I don't believe in that.
Okay.